Natalie Sopinka, University of British Columbia, Field of Study, Fish Behavior and Conservation, Second Year PhD, Title of Thesis, Transgenerational Effects of Stress in Sockeye Salmon. Contributors, Dr. Scott Hinch, University of British Columbia. You are face to face with a 700-pound hungry grizzly bear. Impending doom is near. You are stressed. Luckily, you swim away and are safe. But the water isn't the cleanest. Actually, it feels really hot, and now you've become entangled in a large net. You just can't catch a break, because it's no easy feat being a sockeye salmon. Throughout their rigorous journey home to reproduce, sockeye salmon migrating along the Fraser River in British Columbia, Canada, now encounter numerous stressors, including aquatic pollution, climate change, and commercial and recreational fishers. Coupled with these stressors is the fact that populations of sockeye salmon are declining. It is imperative that we now study how these stressed-out parents are influencing their offspring, the next generation of an invaluable North American resource. And that is exactly what my thesis will investigate, the transgenerational effects of stress in sockeye salmon. By manipulating levels of stress experienced by parent fish, I will study how parental stress alters offspring traits crucial to survival. Will eggs from stressed sockeye have enough energy to develop and grow? After hatching, will those offspring swim fast enough to escape predators? As juveniles, salmon must travel from freshwater lakes to the salty ocean. Will offspring from stressed parents be able to complete the physiological changes required for this complex transition? Understanding the consequences of parental stress on offspring will compel fisheries management to make serious decisions about reducing the number and intensity of stressors sockeye now face. Well, you made it. You avoided the bear and the net. You endured polluted and warming waters and found your soulmate. But will your offspring be as lucky as you? Only time will tell.